Scholastic Audio presents I Am Princess X by Sherry Priest, read by Mary Robinette Kowal. Chapter 1. Libby Deaton and May Harper invented Princess X in fifth grade when Libby's leg was in a cast and May had a doctor's note saying she couldn't run around the track anymore because her asthma would totally kill her. Their PE teacher sent them into exile on the little kids' playground, where the kindergarten teacher sat in the shade, reading a romance novel with a mostly naked man on the cover. A crowd of nervous six-year-olds watched the newcomers from behind the swing set, big-eyed, silent, and ready to bolt. For all the little kids knew, fifth graders were capable of anything. But Libby and May just sat off to the side against the brick wall, their legs stretched out across the asphalt. They had nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to talk to but each other, and it wasn't like they were friends or anything. Libby had changed schools after her parents bought a new house, and May had just moved to Seattle from Atlanta. They barely knew each other's names. Still, there was solidarity and boredom, and sidewalk chalk lay all over the four-square court that no one was using right that minute. May kicked a piece that some tiny Picasso had ditched, and then crushed it with the heel of her shoe. The cement turned a satisfying cherry red, like the pavement was bleeding. She leaned her leg toward a blue piece, ready to smash it into dust as well. But Libby scooted.